Yeah, I've had to.
No, I got all of it well.
I've been up in here.
And then I started going from TV to English definition, and I realized, boy, I don't have to. I didn't recognize. So I thought by definition, I got to have words. Then I looked the other way, and I realized I didn't have that one.
You read the story of the tall and the human?
Yeah.
Hey, somebody erased my phrase.
Yeah. I thought I was afraid to erase my phrase.
No.
Look at that
Bahoo,
same basic print that he's got for his...
That's one of our worst...
That's one of your best, too, John.
I know. You'll be able to duplicate
it. Chadal Bashem Hatorah. Right, Mike?
What?
Never mind. Chadal Bashem Hatorah.
Oh, okay.
I had to think of some way to remember words.
Were all those on the set?
No, I couldn't remember. I was having trouble with that one word, so I had to think of some way to remember.
All the time I thought you just had a police officer on the phone. If you ever run into a renegade Jew or something. Okay, standard procedure here. First one, I'm going to do the Hebrew, human, English, 2 points each, and the second one, the reverse.
Just right.
Why not take a test, Eric?
Challenge the test.
Yeah. See how much you remember. to change papers now. First one, mean, old age, austere, prisoner, ta'a, means to wander about lost, very common verb for Houston. Akare.
It's a native verb, isn't it?
Yeah. Akare, fame, is afterwards or after this. Afterwards or after this. Barak, to flee. Chadal, to cease or stop. Begev, garment. Garment. Asaf, to gather. Ahav, to love. And Zara, seed, offspring, progeny, descendants. Number of possibilities there. Collected that now in your thought text. Okay, then I'll start.
That's where the use of both Abram's seed.
Yes, right. Abram's seed. There's a Greek equivalent for that. It's got the same kind of an interesting.
What's the point value for the English?
2 points.
Is it a collective noun?
Yes. It's a collective noun and a singular noun also. In other words, if you're talking about a specific seed, like you planted a seed in the ground or something like that, you would use it for a singular sense. Or if you're talking about Abraham's seed, in a plural sense, a collective sense. And so the same words used both ways, so you can get a play on words on it. And that's what the New Testament does. It said not the seed, but seed's many, but the seed single. Thing, and it's done purposely because the word's ambiguous, and it's trying to focus it on Christ, but then the prophecy still has a greater application to all of your time to see, so it's kind of interesting. And the Greek has the same problem in English. In English, we use seed singular, so we're talking about a single seed, or we use seed in the 5% too. And it's true that we all came from Jews and from Hebrews.
Awesome. Yeah, proof we need. I mean, that's a clear example.
Okay, number one. Let, or so that not is just ten. And you need the makef on that.
Well, that's good. Don't have the makef.
No makef, 1 point off. So, again, on these, 1 point for every spelling error. That includes vowel points, so forth, and a half point for Doug H. You should have a Doug H. If they missed the Doug H.
The pen always has the
right.
Okay.
Always going to have the Monkey. A lot of them, a lot of words like this have a longer form, like with a Seri that doesn't have Monkey, but this one apparently doesn't change. Okay, then number two, to be depleted or finished is Kala. I guess I need to put the numbers on seas, grass, take hold of, ahad. Then there's one on us. Ahad. Banquet, mishpat. Or go or come back is shop. Shop. Mother is aim. Aleph with Sari. Name. To be able, Yaakov. Ra. kind of curious to me. There's a number of interesting verbs that have a similar. There's haya, and there's chaya, and there's hara.
Kara, which means to be angry.
What?
Kara means to be angry.
I was kind of looking for some
problems. Yeah, I know. I'm starting to figure out how they do.
But anyway, but haya, that's to be, and chaya is to live, and this is to conceive. It's kind of interesting. So then you get kara there, and that's what we're
going. Sorry, Mike.
Sorry. Okay, and then the two open is Pata. Remember your vowel points named.
Maybe Chara goes with Chara, with the Kof and the
I.
Oh, yeah. Random Terra.
Right. It great.
Comes from a different angle.
When you write the Chatev, Hamet, Chatu, does two dots have to be on the one side or can they be on the other side?
No, they need to be on the one side. If they're on the other side, take off a half point. You got the right idea, just the wrong. Okay, score those.
Yeah.
50 points possible to write the number wrong finger tape. Anybody get the McCabe right?
I did.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sure.
You want to? Yeah, just passing this down here when we're done.
Okay. Mike, yeah. You distinguish for us the two words, the two verbs, para and tom.
Oh, well,
I switched him on him.
You switched him?
Was
Tom given in this lesson?
Well, I
think if I didn't, if I'd known that, I probably wouldn't.
To come to an end and then
speak it only when it come off.
I can see where you might have.
Concept a little bit, but only slightly.
Yeah. Where? What page is Tom on?
I think it's the same section, I think.
Yeah.
That's 28.
28. Kalah was earlier, though,
right? Yeah, Kalah's in lesson 27.
That's the one we had there. Kalah's in 27, okay.
But it's to finish or to finish doing something.
Yeah, to be finished. Kalah is more of that, it's got more of a stative idea. It's more of a stative verb. To be finished, to be depleted, finished, or at an end. To be at an end. That's a stative idea. Tom would be more finished. Yeah, I see. Did anybody confuse kadal and Tom? Oh, kadal. Oh, I see. That's when you confuse. Oh, okay. Okay.
No, kadal.
Yeah.
No, kadal.
See, I think the main difference is to cease or stop doesn't necessarily imply a completion of what you're doing. You may have been interrupted and you stopped. It's just a cessation of action. Whereas Tom implies the completion of something, finishing. You stop because you got done. But kadal could be stopped because somebody stopped you or something interfered. It was kala. Okay. In that case,
I understand the difference between
kadal. Okay. The main difference there is a stative idea. Now, if anybody missed this on the test, I'd probably just give you half credit or something like that because they. Did anybody else have the same problem with Doug?
Nothing, but I translated the thought to finish.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you two on your paper just make a note when you get after class so I can look at that. I'll probably give partial credit because there's kind of a, ambiguity there. But kala is more of a stative idea to be finished, to be finished. You know, just kind of, it's a stative verb kind of concept.
But we'll make it hard is your definition of they're depleted doesn't appear under Tom at all. The only thing that they, the only way there's confusion is way down in the secondary kinds of things.
Yeah, to be finished.
Because to be depleted, or to be finished as far as being through,
mm-hmm.
whereas Tom noun is to finish, to be at an end as far as completion.
Right.
There's an English ambiguity with the word finish that they happen to throw in both definitions, but the primary word on both of them.
Well, there is an at an end. See, they see to be at an end over here with Tom is the second one. Mm-hmm. And to be at an end is given exactly the same for Kalah. It's got a different idea to it.
Yeah, but isn't that what the... Oh, yeah. Right, to be at an end.
So... I don't think there's probably some overlap.
See, I look at it as an active and passive.
Yeah.
Tom seems to be an active for a person to finish or to be at an end or to be at a conclusion. Mm-hmm. Whereas Kala is to be finished, as in something has finished you.
Kala is technically an active form. I mean, it's not a Nepal form, but it's got the state. That's why when you get a passive idea like that, it's really talking about the state. And I've just kept classifying Kala as a state.
Because they did a similar thing with to be afraid of versus to fear.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, but to be afraid of is different.
It's also, make a note. I'll probably get partial credit on that anyway, I think, because there was some confusion of it. I'd say that would be the distinction. It's a more stated idea versus an active idea.
I think really good, but I got noted here that Tom is a stated feminine on here.
Well, it's not really stated meaning necessarily. It follows the pattern paradigm, but maybe they didn't even list it under it. Is that why they gave you the paradigm for it? They might have given it under stated verbs. That would really fix it. I mean, as far as trying to draw a line here. But it is Gemini.
Yeah, stated verbs from Gemini roots.
Yeah. That's what they give it to you. Page 95?
Yeah. It doesn't have Tom in there, though.
Yeah, Tom. Tom's an example. Yeah.
To be complete, then in the other side.
Okay. Yep, stated verbs and Gemini roots, okay, to be complete, finished.
I get the sense of a person would be finished with his task, Tom, at a state of being finished with his task, whereas the task would be Kala, to be finished or completed or at an end, you know, depending on how you...
Yeah. Almost so I think that's the right distinction.
Aspect.
Kala is talking more about... the object itself,
right?
Rather than the person who's done it.
Well, would one then be?
That's where you get the.
Would one be transitive and one intransitive, sort of? Somewhat.
Because the one is more referring to the
subject being finished, whereas the other is the object is finished.
Yeah, but they're still both. Both got the same.
Well, I'm trying to make a distinction on that.
No, there's a distinction. But
would it be intransitive? No, or do you know?
No, I don't think it's in usage. I think the problem is that both of them are apparently stated verbs as far as their formation are concerned and the way they're used.
Tom sounds like it would be a transitive though.
Yeah, and the thing is they were to be finished.
The tree, you know, I mean you wouldn't have a, the box to be finished up.
No. But see, Tom, now they classify this as a stated verb, but it's also got a transitive idea to it, too, according to this. Because it means to finish or to be at an end. So it may be a verb that's got both those ideas. Mm-hmm. And then to finish doing something, you can use Tom with the infinitive. That's very definitely got an active idea to it. It's not a stative idea so much anymore.
It's got that intransitive form.
Although, you know, when you finish something, there is a state to arrive at. That's probably why they're thinking
of the form of the action arrives at the state of being finished. But the other thing is
again, it's hard to know how often both stated verbs are used. I think to really do this right, one would have to look up all the examples of both.
And these
glossaries just don't give you that kind of information. They don't give you that kind of information.
Looking up the English,
did you?
Got the list, and but the size of the list was beyond my time frame.
Right. Did you notice any kind of pattern difference?
Well, it just all said finish and all that. Too big of a project for
Well, make me a note. See me afterwards on that, because if I'd have been well looking, I probably wouldn't have put both of them on the same. In other words, I would have found a way to try to clarify it for you. So I usually don't like to do that. Good ones that are close to synonymous or at least have some overlap.
I think that's why you did it.
But both verbs do exist in the language, and apparently both of them have a stative idea. But I think that I'd have to look at the examples to see if it's because tam is always used when a person finishes a task, whereas talab would be used for a task or something, some object being finished. That might be a thing that a distinction to look for. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Now you know why Zephaniah said this would be a one lip. Undo the Tower of Babel.
All synonyms will be abolished. We really streamline our language if we did that.
Everything is spelled phonetically.
Exactly, you know, what sense you're getting there, being Greek between kalos and agathos and that kind of thing. There's a difference, but it's not always real obvious. One's used more in the sense of the moral good, and the other one's used more in just a broad general category, good versus bad. Well, lesson 29 is where we're at on the exercises, and we'll go through these oral ones here, and then we mentioned to you to do E, I guess. We'll do these oral ones, and we'll skip down to E, and then for tomorrow, I'll do C and D. If we don't get there, we'll start with lesson 30 here. Just one yod is a good way to do it. So, at the one noon, I'll get some one yod. Well, I lost my marker here, so I think we got down to... We took his tunic and read it.
Yeah, we did 7.
We did 7, so we didn't do it tonight.
9 is the next one.
Does anybody remember who did 7?
I think I did.
You did?
Okay. I did not pass the 9.
Okay. I think we've got good memories here. Okay, number 9 then. Part 8.
You see Eli, E.T.
Okay.
And he approached to me, my daughter.
Yes, approach to me, my daughter. Yeah. Or come to me, my daughter. Approach to me, my daughter. Good. Now this is the imperative form in Yagash, and you have to use the imperfect form to describe the verb because that's not perfect. Okay, number 11, John.
Ken Lanu Aether.
Mm-hmm. Aether.
Oh, Aether.
Southern. Southern. You ever heard Eliezer?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why I didn't make that.
Okay. That's why I didn't make that.
Well, I mean, it did, but it gives us give to us a flock, but it should be give to us help.
Yeah, give to us help. Give to us help. Right.
Is that on this book yet?
Aether?
Yeah. No, a couple of
books. Oh, I thought it was a while back, but...
Yeah.
Number 13, Eric. Okay. A little harder. Haven't really worked with a lot of these yet.
You're giving. Good is your giving to me.
So yeah, the money. Yeah, the money, right? For the silver. Yeah, good is you're giving to me the money, literally. Or we could say it's good that you give to me.
Nassar got both of its nuns followed up in all your lessons.
Yes. Yeah, see, that is from Nassar. All the nuns on both sides are gone. An extra cow is in there. Or I guess the cow is left from the original.
The cow is just peering out
to the cow. So remember, the infinitive construct is cape, and with the suffix would be here.
Although, did you need to call the suffix?
Oh, yeah, they did. The T. Okay. So, we got it. So this is what the time. Okay, so literally, good, you're giving to me the money. Good is you're giving to me the money. And, or it is good that you give to me the money.
I'm like one of something that David Rockefeller puts up on.
Yeah, right. In Hebrew. Yeah. Okay, number B, part one. Give to me, give us your help. Bob?
Is this the same as number 11?
Almost. Except that you want masculine plural here.
You want the subject.
Yeah. You want masculine plural instead of masculine. 11 was masculine singular. Now you want the masculine plural.
Mm-hmm. Same on who?
Huh? And it says yours also. Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's it. Okay. But you want it some
mental world.
The whole thing you want plural.
Name of him.
Okay. No. The Lanu is fine. But the help. So you said you had your singular help. We need your plural help. And also the give should be the plural. Yeah, the imperative, but you have imperative for masculine singular, that's tame. Feminine singular would be tini, and masculine plural would be tenu. See, I think they didn't give the full paradigm here, but if you follow, well, on page 133, they got a paradigm for sa there. Ti, tu, sa, sa, or san, san. Yeah, sana. So, in other words, we do have separate points for the plural.
Isn't it on page 134?
Look at the column there with your team, and you go down there in the imperative, you got all four forms there. Tane, Tani, Tanu, and Tana. So they did have to give that to you because you do get a shortening and everything, so it's not quite regular. So, Tanu is the one you want. This is the other. Tanu, Lanu, Ezrahem. Ezrahem.
And.
Yeah, well, that's the goal there. You just have to look that up, find out what it is.
The goal, there.
I've got Shawa. The goal, Shawa, Shawa, the goal.
That's what the
message is. Ayan was the goal. Zion with Shua, Resh with Shua, Kaf with the goal, and Ezra again. And that's just derived from having to find out these Aether, and you get Teres the goal. There was a chapter on those Stiglitz, and that one's like safer. But let's see, Aether there. Hey, it's like Aether. It's on page 115. It's Aether there, but thanks for that's the line in there. You get Theri, the goal, and the absolute. The construct is the same, but the suffix ones. See, there's always a question when you've got the penultimate stress. What's it going to get in that first closed syllable? It's going to get a here, it's going to get a potax, it's going to get a to goal, and then it gets a goal. So I wouldn't really expect you to know that other than just remembering that pattern. If there's any other logic. Okay, and then the suffix, though, is just your masculine plural. So, okay. As we can. And you need an S there, too. Because it's definite, even though it's got no article, it's got a suffix. So, Tindu, Lanu, S, Ezra. Okay, everybody follow that? A lot of keeping together here. Okay, number three, do not eat its flesh. What is that supposed to follow after number two? Joe's name.
Lo akol na basaro.
Okay. I guess it would be a question as to whether you could use. I used all on this just because it was probably a more immediate command.
I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, if you were to make a maxim, if it's a health law or something like that, in the context of a long-term health law, that would be low. But use the imperfect then when you do that. So it'd be, I can't remember what form you had. I think you had
Akona.
Akona. Okay, you need Tokalu. You need the imperfect for that. Tokalu. Mm. It's the same, you had the right verb, but see, it's masculine plural. I'll tell you that, though. All tokolu or lo tokolu. Yeah.
I don't think I have an imperative.
Oh, you were. Okay. When you have a negation in the imperative, then you use the imperfect. You won't see an imperative form used with a negation. Once you use negation. In other words, the negative of the imperative is all or low plus the imperfect. Okay? So that, yeah, that's what happens to you there. Okay. I think you would have feminine there. If you had an ah on the end, you would have feminine. Okay, so all tokolu es misaro. Misaro. His flesh. His flesh. Referring to, well, I was assuming it was a masculine. You have to take masculine and feminine. So, yeah, if it's not Tasha, you'd be all right. But if you could have had the Surah, well, that's it. Yeah. Surah. It's got to be one or the other. Okay, there's no neuters in Hebrew. Number five, plant the tree here. I assume that's masculine. No, let's see. This, oh, yes, masculine. Verbs are the heart of one living. Yeah, it's on the top of 134, the second one down.
Okay.
So you want it? Yeah, top. Not the short words. Good. Number seven. And he struck him.
Okay.
Assuming you're continuing in there.
Wayaga oto.
Right. Wayaga oto. Wayaga oto. Wa with the patak, yod with dagesh, and hirik, gimel with dagesh, and patak, and the ayin. Then also, okay. Well, you got okay. Number nine, and I fell to the ground. Also continuing the series. Use other ma for ground here rather than
yeah. Heart. Yeah, I have the vocab, I have the fall and other ma.
Right. So you're just questioning the form on the first part?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
I also don't know whether I should be sticking a haya in the look.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about haya. This is just, this is continuing narrative sequence, but it isn't temporal quad. If you had something like, oh, while he did this, or you know, while he did that, I struck him, or something like that, then you might have. But this is just and I fell to the ground. So it's just a straight form. But you are continuing a series, so you want to use a while consecutive form. So what you want is an imperfect form with while consecutive on it for the verb not fall. And well, first person singular.
Would it be one Nephilim?
Okay. No, I think you went back to a perfect form. will on the converted imperfect. So that would be okay for a perfect foot, but imperfect would be F-hole. That's with olive with the goal, and remember the nun gets assimilated, so it's F-hole, and then you'd have a wa, it's like in front of an olive, you can't take dog H, so you get a comment on the wa. So the wa with comment, olive with the goal, te with dog H, and hole, and lama. So wa F-hole, and then to the ground, what do you have for that?
Well, I have
let out the ma. Okay. Probably since there's motion, in this case, I would probably put L there. El ha adama. Just because there's, when you have clear motion direct, you know, L to the ground, you can watch the guy, you know, motion toward the ground. So El ha adama would be best there. So wa F-ho, El ha adama. Questions, anybody else? On which one? On the first and the verb form?
Yes.
The wow with comet, aleph with the goal, pay with dagesh and polo, and lamet. It's a normal colon type imperfect, but there's one nun, so the nun gets assimilated. So that's all that really happens to it. The nun's just gone. And the wow gets the comet because the wow consecutive form by wow plus the doubling. Can't double it, so you just get the story lasted. Everybody follow that one? That's a tough one.
So ha-adama would be hay with comet.
Oh, yeah. Ha-adama would be hay with comet, aleph with katapata, aleph with comet, main with comet, and hay. Ha-adama. El-ha-adama. If you use aras, you know, you could get by with that directional ending, arsa or something like that, but that would probably be more falling before the land or something. So, you know, you're
out of an airplane.
Yeah, right. Falling before the land of Egypt, you know. Okay, number 11. We shall give them food. Let's see. Yeah.
Well,
we don't want an S here because, yeah, or let him, yeah, let him just giving bread. Instead of the bread or the food, you probably use S and an articular, but you just said nitain, let him, and then to them, how would you say that?
Lahem.
Lahem.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
I had it first.
Oh, okay, you did. Okay.
Lahem.
Yeah, nitain, lahem, lechem. Yeah. Nitain, lahem, lechem. You could reverse the last two, but that would be the most common word order when you just get it. Nitain, lahem, lechem.
But you need the preposition there. You wouldn't use...
wouldn't use the absolute form, yeah, you're saying.
Oh,
no, you wouldn't use olfam because that would be you're giving them.
Oh, yeah.
And you're giving to them.
Okay.
In other words, that would mean that they were the thing you were giving us food. You give them to the fooders.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll finish C and D tomorrow. So let's get down to this reading. Jacob and Rachel. And sentence one, let's see, we'll have you go. Well, let's go ahead and do the whole sentence. That takes you to the middle of the next line. This is up high. Okay. Okay.
Ulelalan ayu sete ano sin hakitona lea sin hakitona rachel rachel ayesa yepa tora and toas vipa mare vayeha yaakov es rachel vayomer el laban.
Okay, good.
And Laban had two daughters. The name of the older probably is...
Yeah, probably in the sense. The great, not necessarily that she was larger. Okay, yeah, the older, the elder, the greater, the elder, probably the elder would be best. Maybe that was why he wanted her.
Okay, the next name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger or smaller one, Rachel.
Yes. New revelation.
Okay. And Rachel was the beautiful one in form and the beautiful one in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said to Laban.
Right. Okay. Any questions? Yes, Eric.
No. The third word is Shati.
Yes. So what do you mean Shati there? The third word in the line?
Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah, it means two. It's the Kafka form. You could have Shataim or you could have Shati.
Actually, the part of the. They have it. They have it. Shataim. They don't even put the.
Oh, that's right. Did they? Yeah, they. That was the one exception they had. Remember back in the Sound of Spelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shataim. Okay. And that's just kind of a deviation from what they normally do. I can remember learning a lot of those, you know, when I took Hebrew, we kind of pronounced the Shwa. We didn't allow for silent Shwa at the beginning of the word. So like I learned Shmuel instead of Shmuel. But there are some variations. So, yeah, but he does give this Shayim, yeah, then the transliteration. Okay, Shayim, we'll have to try to remember that.
Well, have it. Well, the sound of that combination, put the Shwa in there. You can feel why you want to stay shy.
That may be it, too. They just shortened it up. It's probably going to be reasonably common. The number two is very common. A lot more common than the number three. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Then picking up with right after the quotation mark there, or the introduction to that, find out what Leila said. John?
Hey, Evor. Oh. Ota Shiva Shani Rachel Bitka Hakana.
Okay. Well, it'd be vocal because of the doubling of it. The Hakatana. Because you have a delegation.
Oh, that's the double. Okay. Hakatana.
That effectively serves to, with your article, separate the article from the word, in a sense, because if you didn't have that doubling, it'd be haktana, and then there gets to be questions as to whether it's an article, you know, I mean, just as long as you haktana, you know, you've kept the ha separate, and I think that's perhaps why they did it. You could be getting less confused. Okay, go ahead, translate.
I will work or serve you 7 years, and they say for Rachel, in Rachel, or whatever, I don't know.
Literally.
Idiomatic.
It's got to be. Yeah.
Anyway, for Rachel. In
your daughter.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your daughter, your small daughter, or your younger daughter.
Mm-hmm. Your younger daughter. Right. Okay, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. Okay. And he's got that footnote there. The avar takes the base with the object. Oftentimes, to serve someone for. I mean, not so much object, but what would be the object of a preposition phrase in our language? But to serve someone for something. Or reward of some sort. He's serving for Rachel. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's the thing he wants. That's the thing he's trying to gain by the spirit. Okay. We'll get to the other ones in a film, I guess. Okay, let's see, starting, I think we'll give you the whole thing, not just the way more. Is anybody going to say
that? Yeah.
Okay.
Laban said, My giving her to you from my giving her to another man.
That's pretty good for a literal. That is, remember, my giving, and so my giving to her to you is good from my giving her to another man. Or we might say my giving her to you is better than my giving her to another man. Remember, good from it. I kind of like the Hebrew phrase, the other thing. Okay.
Yes, so you should. I didn't even think of it as being.
Yeah, let it think of it strange anymore. Yeah.
I knew it in that.
So you could say, what is my giving her to you from
my giving her to another man? Exactly. Okay, we'll finish this up tomorrow, and don't forget the vocab and the grammar quiz will be next month.
About the only sense that he gives, I'm going to look each one up and study it tonight, but about the only sense he gives for it is that it just kind of amplifies the idea of like something that's mellow or something to do something that the apprehension, or not apprehension, but anticipation of doing something. So it really, the bottom line is it doesn't mean much different than the present or the aorist part. But there's only six uses in the system, so it is rare.
I didn't tell you what six of them.
But, I've got all six of them.
Oh, good.
So I have time to look them all up.
Really? Really?
But let's see, what a number of them, three of the six were used with mellow, was it? Yeah. Three are used with mellow to be allowed to do something, and I gave you really that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another, is dependent on a participle after a past indicative. Okay. Another one's used in association with hope. How did they? To hope to do something. Well, I'll check them all to see what it sounds like. Beginning to see why he didn't say much about it, but it'd be nice for him to tell us why he didn't say anything about it.
Someday.
Yeah.
In chapel.
Yeah.
And just before the rapture was released.
Yeah. And they can use a
Jewish evangelism tool.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys to get the message that 144,000 stuff here.
And you guys get to figure out the details of the detail center.
Right. We'll be on the other side.
Yeah, right.
Hey, holding up. What went? Well, you start with the month optimistic.
What happened?
they doing on sleeping on?
Oh, fine. We were doing fine. I went to bed early last night, just so that I could get the 20 steps. Some more, to make sure that I have it. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm not getting better, I'm getting worse. I mean, I started out in this class getting my vocab at least to a minus two. Every one of them, they keep getting worse. And I had this vocab down. I went through this vocab three times between 11 and 12 o'clock. I had every word right, except for two, which were this vague. But I come in here, sit down, and I read the board. I read the word open. I read the word close. Why? I don't know. I read two words in that I've had right all morning long. Blank. Totally blank. Can't even think of what goes. I even know that the answer I wrote down was wrong. But I wrote an answer down and fill in the blank. Just went on the blank on the page. That one